Well, now as part of Radio 3's Sound of Cinema season, it's time for the Early Music Show with Catherine Bott.
Hello. In today's show, the hills are alive with the sound of cinema. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to have a look at the use of early music in mainstream movies. And it's easy for me to take on this brief, because when it comes to film music, I've got form. And having sat in studios discussing my motivation with composers from Craig Armstrong to Hans Zimmer and directors like Baz Luhrmann and Bernardo Bertolucci, I've learned a lot over the years about how musical decisions are made in the movies. And sadly, the aforementioned gentleman accepted, there's a prevailing lazy shorthand in movie land, which means that in general, if, say, Bach's keyboard music is used to illustrate a character, or if he, or less frequently she, is shown to like listening to the Brandenburgs, then said character must be a badly dressed, lonely chrysalis of a person in desperate need of some cool, glamorous love interest to turn them into a butterfly. Cue cry of delight when Plain Jane takes off glasses. But you're beautiful! And bye-bye, Baroque. Silver screen sloppiness doesn't stop the actual music being fabulous, though, so here's a whistle-stop A to Z of the sound of cinema, with a few bits of movie jargon thrown in for good measure. A is for Albinoni's Adagio, heard in Flashdance, Rollerball and Welcome to Sarajevo. Auteur and Allegri's Miserere, as used in Angela's Ashes, Chariots of Fire and Face-Off for a funeral scene. At the denouement, the Allegri, adulterated with atmospheric music by John Powell, serves to heighten the tension between good and evil. In this excerpt of the original, the Cardinal's music are directed by Andrew Carwood. The sublimities of Allegri's Miserere matched with an everyday story of the FBI versus terrorists. Oh, and a face transplant in John Woo's 1997 film Face Off. B is for Bach, the most popular straight composer in film by a long way, and Boccherini, whose music is deployed in Master and Commander to point up the contrast between the scurvy rogues below decks and the highly cultured Jack Aubrey and Stephen Maturin, the Fraser and Niles Crane of the Royal Navy during the Napoleonic Wars. Listen to this and think of actors Russell Crowe and Paul Bettany apparently playing violin and cello. Thank you. violinist Richard Tognetti directing a performance of Boccherini's La Musica Notturna delle Strade di Madrid. Boccherini is also the go-to guy for comedy scenes in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, This is Spinal Tap, and of course, The Lady Killers. More on them later. C is for Corelli, as featured in Jefferson in Paris and Master and Commander again. Close-up, cello suites, the pianist, camera angle, cut, chiaroscuro, and Couperin, Les Barricades Mystérieuses, in Sofia Coppola's extravaganza in pastels Marie Antoinette. Also, it's for the cliché of contrapuntal sound, which is when the music runs counter to the emotion you expect from what's happening on screen. I've been there several times, floating the purest vocals to accompany a scene of vile atrocity. D is for Dangerous Liaisons, Die Hard, Bruce Willis being heroic to extracts from Bach's Third Brandenburg Concerto, and here's a good bluff-your-way-into-film-criticism word, diegetic, which is when the radio comes on as part of the story, versus non-diegetic, music which is part of the soundtrack. And D is for Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. The overture is used in the opening credits of Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise as a train travels through beautiful Eastern European countryside. Will Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke follow the tragic path of the Queen of Carthage and her faithless lover? Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment playing the overture to Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas. E stands for English Suite. Schindler's List, 32 short films about Glenn Gould. Well, that's reasonable. Unbreakable, in which people, once again, die to the strains of Bach. See the letter U later on. Eyeline and Elizabeth, which starred Kate Blanchett. David Hirschfelder's score won a BAFTA and was Oscar-nominated. He also grafted in Elgar's Nimrod, a bit of Mozart's Requiem, and an adaptation based on music by William Byrd. Alamira, directed by David Skinner, sing Byrd's Domine Secundum Actum Meum.
Thank you.
Music by William Byrd to accompany A Knight of the Long Knives in the film Elizabeth. F is for Focus, Flashdance, What a Feeling, Father of the Bride, Four Weddings and a Funeral, which has Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, as well as the immortal Reg Presley's Love is All Around. Fade In, Fade Out, Footage and Fugue, Bach again for Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, the aforementioned contrapuntal music used with hilarious consequences. Oh dear, I'm beginning to sound like Ed Reardon, aren't I? In the physical education episode, a rugby match between boys and masters at a fictional public school in which the boys are beaten to a pulp.
Thank you.
Marie-Claire Alain with Bach's Toccata and Fugue, BWV 565. G is for Gounod. Mad Dogs and Englishmen? Elizabeth Hurley playing a posh junkie? No, me neither. Genre and Goldberg Variations. The Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal, Before Sunrise Again, Solaris and The English Patient. H is for Handheld, Handel and Hallelujah, in such classics as Dumb and Dumber and Spice World. Poor George Frederick, up against the fact that Duff films will reign forever and ever. I is for Interview with the Vampire, full marks to Elliot Goldenthal for using a snippet of Antonio Soler, and Italian Concerto. Just as I'm beginning to think that enforced posthumous association with psychos and neatniks is very unfair on Johann Sebastian, along comes a soundtrack which makes really pointed use of his music. OK, in The Talented Mr. Ripley, psychotic piano tuner Ripley does steal a rich man's identity and his life, but when he's playing the piano, always either Bach or Vivaldi, we see the chinks in his armour. The music is the link to his inner self. Which leads us on to J and Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, which is, of course, by Johann Sebastian Bach and crops up in Boogie Nights, Minority Report and Mona Lisa Smile. K is for Kubrick. There's a Handel Sarabande in Barry Lyndon, as well as his famous use of later classical music in 2001 A Space Odyssey, and Kramer vs. Kramer, which has an almost exclusively Baroque soundtrack. Here's the opening theme of a mandolin concerto by Vivaldi from the opening credits, Music to Fight for Custody By. Is for Leitmotif, named by Wagner, stolen by every film composer. Longshot and The Lady Killers. Let us now pause to give thanks for this Ealing comedy's perfect and indelibly memorable use of the minuet from Boccherini's String Quintet in E, Opus 11, Number 5, and also for Mrs. Wilberforce's hat, One Round Lawson's impeccable bowing technique, and Professor Marcus and his teeth.
Thank you.
the end of The Ladykillers, it's they who are all dead, leaving Katie Johnson handing out their ill-gotten gains all over King's Cross. So, on to dial M for murder, montage and St. Matthew Passion, an essential bit of contrapuntalism for Martin Scorsese's 1995 film Casino. At the opening credits, we see the main protagonist blown up in his car while his voiceover sets the scene, describing a casino as paradise on earth, the new place of worship for the veneration of money. The older New York mobsters who pull the strings of those in Vegas are seen sitting around a table reminiscent of the Last Supper. closing chorus of mourning from Bach's St. Matthew Passion, heard on the soundtrack of Scorsese's Casino. N is for Nulla in Mundo Pax Sincera. Other Vivaldi motets are, as they say, available, but when the true story of pianist David Helfgott was turned into the film Shine in 1996, this was the one that everyone wanted us sopranos to programme. O is for Orchestral Suites by Bach, Runaway Bride, Father of the Bride, In the Line of Fire, Hilary and Jackie, and The Spy Who Loved Me. No residual payments for the composer, sadly. P is for Parallel Sound, the opposite of contrapuntal, in that it does just what it says on the film canister. The Pianist, Purcell, Panshot, and Pachelbel's Canon, in everything from Dude, Where's My Car? To Zoolander. Q is for Quills and Quando Corpus Morietur from Pergolesi's Stabat Mater, used in Amadeus, and who's to say Mozart and Salieri didn't know the piece? Here are Barbara Bonney and Andreas Scholl with Christophe Rousset directing Les Talents Lyriques. R is for Runaway Bride, scored by James Newton Howard. I've sung on several of his films, including doing some guide vocals. They're used to help embed a tune in the mind and voice of an actor who hasn't had too many singing lessons, on restoration. For the film of Rose Tremain's novel, James made apposite and creative use of Purcell's music. S is for Schindler's List, Solaris, Spinal Tap, Sound Bridge, music that links two scenes, where we move from a scene of someone listening to the radio at home to a cafe where the same track is playing. It's for Shot and Seven. This is a film I've never fancied watching, but I'm assured that when Morgan Freeman is doing some research in a library, it turns out that the security staff listen to The Air on a G-String from Bach's Third Orchestral Suite on the stereo while they play poker. T is for Trainspotting, Take, Two Shot and Tous les Matins du Monde. The Early Music Show will be covering that biopic of Marin Marais in detail next week. U is for Up Close and Personal and Unbreakable, with yet another weirdo who prefers Bach on the piano. This is a common no-brainer movie trope, from the officers in Master and Commander to the enigmatic, creepy Elijah Price in this thriller directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Love of intricate, demanding music is a signifier of intelligence, even if the character is an ocean-going rotter. Oh, and Bruce Willis as the hero gets to be in another film featuring Bach.
Thank you.
Murray Pariah playing the Allemande from Bach's Second English Suite. V is for Vivaldi, A View to a Kill, one of many films to feature Vivaldi's Four Seasons. The added value that music lends to the essentially visual medium of film, violence and violins. W is for well-tempered clavier and water music, Handel's that is, in Dead Poets Society. And for the next letter of the alphabet, let's stay with Handel, joint runner-up, along with Vivaldi, to Bach in the How Do We Explain Something About a Character Without Having to Put It Into Words stakes. X is for Xerxes. The aria Ombra Mai Fu from Handel's opera is used in Dangerous Liaisons. The composer of the ravishing Oscar-nominated score for that film was George Fenton, for whom I've sung all sorts of things over the years, so I'd better declare an interest. George's imaginative use of just the right music of the period in both Dangerous Liaisons and The Madness of King George is a lesson in how to enhance a film with source material. I'm going to end the show with Handel, The Two Georges, and Z for Zadok, but between X and Z comes Y for Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. There's not been much Renaissance music in today's show, and, well, Ewan McGregor's character in this film is dull, 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 and to prove it, he plays in an early music consort in his spare time. What he doesn't realise is that he needs to A, introduce salmon fishing to the Yemen, and B, fall in love with hottie Emily Blunt. Then he won't have any need to seek solace in early music. Both Morley and cinema goers deserve better. David Munro and the Early Music Consort of London playing music by Thomas Morley. And finally, Z is for Zoolander, already mentioned under P for Pachelbel, and for Zadok the Priest, played over the end credits of The Madness of King George, a piece associated with Hanoverian royalty used by George Fenton not lazily but gloriously. My thanks to film composers for inviting me to contribute to so many different films. I hope they're truly grateful to all the composers from the Baroque and beyond who helped them.
Handel's Coronation Anthem No. 1, Zadok the Priest, performed on the soundtrack to the film The Madness of King George. And it ends today's Early Music Show. It was part of Radio 3's Sound of Cinema season. The Early Music Show was presented by Catherine Bott and produced by Alwyn Fisher.